I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society, and I call upon my good friend of many years, Thaddeus McCotter, who's extremely knowledgeable about the state of Michigan, and particularly Detroit, and part of Detroit is, this is UAW, cars, automobiles. In 1925, Detroit was one of the powerhouses of the planet. It was the hot city in America, where to be, as it grew up. Today, Detroit is no longer number one, but it certainly does possess a deal of the conversation about American automobiles. There's right now a strike against two parts of the three parts that I know about, General Motors and Stellantis, used to be called Chrysler. Ford, however, is not part of this conversation right now. The big part is UAW and its president, Sean Fain. And we're told momentarily that the president of the United States will be joining the picket line for higher wages, for better benefits. And that is the puzzle here is I read that the UAW must deal with an existential challenge. The EVs do not need as many members of the union as now work on fossil fueled cars. The unions know this, and therefore the campaign for higher wages and benefits, that is not about the future, that's about the present. And the president's policies are right now subsidizing the conversion of the car manufacturing factories into EV plants. Can this be solved? It strikes me as a paradox.
Well, John, the UAW is facing an existential crisis. And the problem is that their leadership, which was elected in a very divisive election, basically got in with 50 plus one, President Fain. He has to decide whether his number one priority is the Democrat and their radical, dangerous green agenda, or whether it's the preservation of the United Auto Workers and the protection of their jobs. He doesn't want to face it that way. In a way, he in many ways typifies the managed decline of the United Auto Workers, where every time the Democrats vote for their radical, dangerous green agenda, John, what happens is you're looking at losing the 30 to 40% of the auto workers because it takes 30 to 40% fewer auto workers to make electric vehicles. The companies know this. And so for all their bluster about loving, putting a soft footprint on the world and caring about the environment, they certainly don't mind losing 30 to 40% of the overhead cost of auto workers. So what they're facing is an existential crisis. Their union leader does not want to face it head on. And I think we saw just recently in the Unifor, which is the old Canadian Auto Workers decision, their agreement with the Canadian auto companies, what happened was 54% voted for it, 46% voted against it, which is not that much of a margin. But more importantly, John, within that agreement were measures to transition to electric vehicles. Now, that does not sound like they're going to have a lot more auto workers in the future now, does it, John? And if that's something that the union is agreeing on just to get better wages in the short term, you're still dealing with managed decline, and it's being led by your own leaders. And that would be greatly unfortunate to the people of Detroit and the people who put the world on wheels.
At this point, UAW, is it regarded as winning this contest with the General Motors and Stellantis, or losing it? I can't tell from this distance.
Well, it's not. You have a lot of support here. I think for Republicans, it's in the old days, obviously, it would be the support for the companies over the auto workers. But in the past, as we've seen the shifting nature of the economy, we've seen Wall Street and a lot of the corporations become woke and contribute to Democrats and basically become an adjunct part of the Democratic operation, political operation. You're seeing Republicans now, I think, are much more sympathetic to the United Auto Workers. They can understand it. In fact, they're concerned about the future, not only of the auto industry, but of national security, which relies upon a strong manufacturing base, as well as the economics of a free market system. And they do not have the antipathy towards labor that they used to have. I think we see that with Donald Trump is going to visit the auto workers the day after Mr. Biden, who belatedly decided he was going to see the auto workers on Tuesday. Well, I think that the UAW has a lot of support. You have a lot of people who would not support them now, at least not opposing them, if not becoming more sympathetic towards them. So I think to some ways they're winning the messaging battle. And because remember, John, back in, as you remember, with the bridge loans, the auto workers took a lot of concessions, a lot of hits to keep the auto industry going. And now you're looking at a lot of people in the management side that are making millions upon millions of dollars. And that is just simply in the minds of the auto workers. And in my mind, too, it's not fair because they put up, they took a lot of cuts to make sure that the auto industry survived. And why shouldn't they, now that the auto industry is actually doing better, why shouldn't they have their situations improved as well? So I think that they have a lot of support, and from quarters that they haven't had it before. And I'm certainly not seeing an outpouring of support for the companies. But I do think that the issue that it should be hammered upon, if I was a UAW member, I want to know why every Democrat that stands next to me in that line that tells me how much they love me turns around and votes to bring in communist Chinese partners with Ford and others to build electric vehicles here, which are going to put three or four out of 10 auto workers on the unemployment line.
That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.